farmers know the problems on the ground. I spent the day in Donegal on tillage farms mainly, but also grassland farmers. And I think the immediate call, and I've already been in touch with Minister Michael Creed, is that we do something nationally on this short-term crisis. Because as I speak, there are farmers contacting me from other parts of the country and the constituency of Midlands North West. So there are individual farmers who face total wipeout because of the situation. And therefore, we do have to address it directly with assistance from, hopefully, through Michael Creed on the Exchequer. But secondly, there is also a question of the long-term viability of the sector. And I spoke to farmers in Donegal about this. And we have to look at that here at a European Union level. But I've also just come from a meeting with the Commissioner, Phil Hogan. Now, he is aware of the problems. He doesn't have an immediate solution in terms of a financial package. But as we gather the information, both here in Ireland and across Europe, I think we're going to have to look in more detail at what's happening to the tillage sector, because it is an important sector of agriculture and it is under extreme pressure.
Some would say, though, that it is not the most ideal method of farming for the climate of the Northwest. Do you think there needs to be some sort of a perhaps encouragement to diversify?
Well, I don't agree, because that part, the part where I visited at the weekend, you know, has a long tradition of extremely good grain production. It's a tillage area. There are farmers very experienced in this and, you know, have had very good yields, have had good years. But when it rains incessantly, and it has rained very heavily in parts of Ireland, but particularly Donegal, you really, you know, you can't battle with that. And we do need maybe to look at more how we have measures for these exceptional circumstances, both nationally, but certainly within the Common Agriculture Policy. I think it's far too extreme to say to farmers who have put a life's work into their enterprise to say, well, actually, you can't do that anymore here. What do they do? What is the answer to them? And I think what I really want to stress more importantly than anything is the pressure and stress that family farms are under, not just in Donegal, but across Ireland. If you're looking out at a crop that cannot be saved, where grains are sprouting, where straw is rotting in the ground, it is heartbreaking and it's causing mental pressures and stress on farming families. And we need to acknowledge that, and we need to make sure that there are supports for people who feel under such pressure, because it is their life's work they're looking at and they feel that they have no hope to save it. So I know Chagas are aware of this and the IFA are aware of it and the farming organisations are very concerned about this. So, I mean, as a community, we need to support people who are under pressure. And I suppose one of the reasons I went to Donegal was to make sure that people realise that it is important that their problems are reflected, as I am here talking to you from Strasbourg, that we don't just you know, leave these to themselves to be dealt with. We have to show solidarity and we have to try even to show financial support.
But when will that happen? You see, farmers are hearing words all the time and we can't even get an extension to the very tight restrictions on spreading slurry, for instance, on the same ground that you talk of now. That deadline's looming. So what's going to be done?
I would hope that nationally something will be done. I know there are discussions going on and the budget is coming up, and I think that that's where hope has to come. And I know that Minister Michael Creed is very well aware of the problems. He was in Donegal himself.
So just for clarity, there's no answer to this in Europe?
Well, my view is that there has to be an answer nationally, and that now that Europe is aware of it, because I raised the problem of the tillage sector in July before we had weather woes, because there was a problem anyway with the price of grain and its long-term sustainability. And now we have an added problem of weather conditions. So people are becoming aware of this. I've got support to raise this issue again, and all we can do and all we will do is fight so that the message gets through and that we hope that that can bring pressure to bear and that there can be some financial support at EU level. It worked on the dairy sector, but there were more mechanisms there, but it did take time. And even though it takes time, we have to continue that fight, and we will continue it when we are armed with the statistics which Chagas are gathering nationwide to show us what the picture is of the problems right across the country. And armed with that, I think we can then, you know, press the case further. I hope that there will be a little bit of better weather and that farmers will at least salvage some of the crops, but certainly it is very heartbreaking to see what I saw at the weekend.